at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today, final half hour of this week. Man, I can't believe how fast this thing flew by. Greatly appreciate all the text messages and comments. Again, if you'd like Tristan Cole's information, just text me TC or Tristan Cole, and I'll send you a screenshot of his phone numbers and his website, TristanCole.com. You can call him and ask him your questions you may have, set up an appointment, do an insurance checkup and see if he can get you better coverage, perhaps with some savings. Absolutely free, no cost, no obligation. Just tell him Trucker Randy sent you, and he'll take good care of you. Follow-up, a little text message back. Kristen Marcus, former Antrim County Commissioner, ran for state representative. In my discussion about Mackinac Island, Mayor Mike Duggins, I still don't know how to say his last name, frankly, don't care, said the accountability proposal for school districts was sounding pretty good up until the point he said educator panel would be involved in the review process. Educator-led group would be reviewing the results of these improvement plans. He said that is where the corruption will come in and do nothing. Status quo will remain the same. You know what? That's a good point. I didn't look at that little part of the story that closely, but I totally get what you're saying. Absolutely agree with you. Educator-led group that would rate and evaluate the schools to decide if they're failing or meeting the expectations of their improvement plans. Duggan went on to say, I don't think it's unreasonable for taxpayers of the state to say there's going to be accountability for the extra money that we put into your district. Duggan is, of course, referring to the $4.5 billion, which he said would be necessary to turn Michigan's education system around. To get that money, Duggan said legislators could absolutely cut 2% from the budget and provide revenue growth and produce actually about $600 million per year toward his plan. What he's proposing is to fix what he said is a broken system in which both parties vie for a trifecta that allows them to implement or repeal education policies they want or don't want, which creates a back and forth nightmare for school districts, educators, and even the students. And when we get the trifecta, it all falls apart. They can't pass anything anyway because they're so evenly divided and they fight with each other in the current system. He said the current system either dictates that the majority must be won or a majority must be built across party lines to base their policy decisions, rather than thinking about what can be done if one party controls both chambers of the legislature and the governor's office. Duggan is pushing legislators and the next governor to consider what would generally benefit Michiganders and the students so that there can be consistency that can be implemented and results can be delivered. So that was the gist of basically his keynote speech to close out the Mackinac Policy Conference that was hosted by the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce down in Detroit. Talking about Canada, Pastor Chatfield brought it up. Well, U.S. Ambassador to Canada Pete Hoekstra said yesterday that he's optimistic about the future relations between the two countries. But he warned that there are pebbles in the shoe, obstacles that need to be worked out. While at, again, the Detroit Regional Chamber's Mackinac Policy Conference on Mackinac Island, Huckstra said that both Canada and the United States agree that they need to come to a resolution on a trade deal. That gives me optimism, Huckstra said. Despite his hopefulness, the ambassador acknowledged that there will be some obstacles the countries have to overcome to get to that point. It won't be easy, and there will be some speed bumps. But chief among these pebbles, Huckstra referenced during his address, was a lack of pro-U.S. trade attitude when it came to the Canadian administration. He cited Canadian provinces, for example, banning the sale of American alcohol, calling the policy outrageous, and laws prohibiting American companies from bidding on certain government contracts are also other examples. One Canadian Border Patrol agent told him they conduct for searches for American goods on people returning to Canada so that they can impose tariffs on those U.S. items. Very simply, you're a Canadian. Love Canadians coming to the United States. While you're here, you might buy some U.S.-made products here in the United States. Well, when you return to go back to your home country of Canada, Border Patrol agents are actually trained to ask you about your products. Now, I'm going to give you a perfect example. This is a personal story. This goes way back. When was that? 1986, 1989? What year did Tony and Tina get married? Our daughter, Tina, married her husband, Tony, who was a Canadian. And a lot of his family members were elderly in Canada. So being that they actually probably were going to have more people attending the wedding, we decided to hold the wedding in Canada. Their family's Catholic church right there in Windsor. Well, our daughter found this cheesecake factory in Royal Oak that she wanted their cheesecake to be served at their wedding reception in the basement of the church. Well, Vicky and her mother and her sister from California flew in for the wedding. Additionally, Vicky and Diane and her mother Mary sat down and put together these little fishnets of these candied almond eggs, I guess you would call them, little tiny candies. Well, they were different colors, and they used different colors of the fishnet, and they put these ribbons on them. They tied them up, and they made, like, I forget, 150, 200 of these little baggies of these candies. Well, they also stopped in Royal Oak to pick up the cheesecakes. So they're going to cross the border. I think they went through either the tunnel. I don't think they went through the ambassador, over the ambassador. Yeah, maybe she did go over the bridge. She wanted her mom and sister to see the view of Detroit River. So anyway, you get to the other side, and the border agent in Canada, in Windsor, asked her for receipts for the cheesecake, which she had. She had just paid for the cheesecakes. They were in the back there in the car, and asked her for receipts about the candy bags. And Vicky goes, well, we don't have any receipts for those. We made those at home. Well, yeah, but you bought the fishnet, right? You bought the ribbon. You bought the candies. Where's the receipts for those? And Vicky goes, I didn't keep them. I mean, we bought the fishnet and the ribbons at Joann Fabrics. We bought the candies at the Sanders Candy Store. We sat at the kitchen table and we put them together. Well, ma'am, if you don't have receipts, you're not allowed to bring those products into Canada. Vicky's like, well, I got cheesecake in the back, you know, that's melting. They got married in August. She says, I got to get this to the church refrigerator so that the cheesecakes don't melt. The Border Patrol agent told Vicky to pull over. So she pulled over. They made them get out of the car. And they removed the cheesecakes. They removed the bags of candy that were in boxes. They had trays that they had put together. Removed every item in the car. And was going to start ripping out the seats. And Vicky's like, wait a minute. What are you guys doing? And he goes, we're looking for contraband. Drugs? American-made alcohol? You're going to a wedding reception. Are you bringing American alcohol into Canada? Vicky's like, no. It's at a church. We're not going to be serving any alcohol. Well, long story short, they arrested Vicky. Vicky went nuts on this Border Patrol and guy, and he locked her up. Diane, her sister from California, her mother from California, was standing there in shock with their mouths open, cheesecake outside on the sidewalk, melting in the hot August sun, and they arrested Vicky. And so, of course, her sister, to defend Vicky, went into the guy and said, what do we got to do to get her out? Well, you have to post cash bail. Okay, how much is the cash bail? $100. So Diane reached in her purse, got out a $100 bill or 520s or whatever it was, and handed it to the guy. And he goes, we don't take American money for cash bails. She goes, well, that's all I have. I'm from California. And I'm here for my, you know, my niece's wedding, and that's my sister, and I don't have any Canadian money. Well, you can walk across the street to the bank and exchange it. This was a nightmare. Long story short, last time the Bishop family ever went to Canada, we will never go to Canada ever again. We will never hold a wedding there. We will never spend thousands of dollars on a family's wedding in your country. And he says it right here. Canadian Border Patrol agents told him they conduct searches for American goods on people returning to Canada to impose tariffs. Canada, your country is screwed up. You need a deal with Donald Trump. I apologize for that bunny trail, but it struck a nerve. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Nathan Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith and Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an R-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Just to wrap up this story, Pete Hoekstra, talking at the Mackinac Conference, was asked by Rick Elbon of Wood TV, despite these obstacles, Hoekstra said he believes the two countries can move on a fairly quickly time frame and get beyond these issues. Canada, he said, has expressed interest in being part of Trump's proposed Golden Dome Security Initiative, a missile defense system, signaling, Hoekstra thinks, that there might be hope for some cooperation between the two countries. I think the president, and from what I'm hearing from my Canadian sources, is that the president and the prime minister would like to get a resolution sooner rather than later. Well, bottom line, Elbon asks, so you do believe this process will be short-term, not a long process? Hoekstra said, absolutely. The reason, Hoekstra went on to say, is he referenced that Michigan, as well as the broader U.S. and Canadian jobs that are at stake, if they do not work out an agreement, is too costly to both countries. But basically claiming it's in the best interest of both Canada and the United States that they work out an agreement. So we'll be following this. We'll watch and see if, in fact, Canada is one of the countries they're talking about striking a deal with. I know the European Union, the EU, after Donald Trump slapped them with 50% tariffs on their products coming into the United States, well, that got their attention really quick. And now they're over talking with the president, his Secretary of Treasury, Bessent, and also Bessent mentioned yesterday on Will Cain's show that Japan actually is visiting his office this morning. So we'll see if there's any announcements about a trade deal with Japan, Canada, European Union. We'll see if these are starting to come out here within the next week or so and maybe put to rest some of these fears about Donald Trump's tariffs. See if we can get a deal with these countries. Well, maybe this will slow down the lawfare tactics that are being used against them in these courts. So we'll follow these stories and let you guys know. Finally, for this week, We have events coming up that I need you guys to be aware of. We need you to get your tickets. We need you to come and party with us. Riskitfest.com. Text me Fest, F-E-S-T, for festival. The south location, new south location of the Iron Pig in Gaylord, 4029 U.S. 27, right off of I-75, just south of town. Text me Fest, F-E-S-T. I'll send you the link to the website. The tickets are going up later today, folks. If you go there right now, today, or later this evening when you get home from work, get your tickets. You'll be buying them at the lowest price possible. And they're going up, I believe he said, tomorrow. Also, Saturday, I forgot to mention, the festival in Gaylord is Saturday, June 21st. So 3 weeks from this Saturday, we will be partying in Gaylord. We'd love for you guys to come join us. Saturday, July 19th is the 6th annual Antrim County Conservative Union's Fun Shoot and Pig Roast. You can text me Fun Shoot, two words, or Pig Roast, two words. I got them stored in my phone. We'll send you the information. All the details can be found on their website, acconservatives.org. And you can get your tickets by just clicking on the yellow donate button. Make a donation for your tickets per the information on the website. Adults are $50, teenagers are $25, and the kids 12 and under are free. And we're focusing on teaching the young ones firearm safety, having them shoot a .22 handgun as well as a .22 rifle. And we're going to have a special announcement hopefully next week about that. So get your kids, get your grandkids, borrow a neighbor kid, whatever you got to do, bring them to this event. The kids are free, and we're going to have a great time. Rob Cordes from the Trump Unity Bridge will be there. We're going to have some great speakers lined up. I'm reaching out to those guys and getting them lined up as well. And Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig is going to be smoking the pork for us and bringing it over to us on Saturday, July 19th. The gates open at noon. The event goes until 4 p.m. Great food, basically a smoked pulled pork dinner from the Iron Pig with all the fixings. We're going to have parting gifts. It's going to be a great time. We're excited. We want you guys to be there. So text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast. And then lastly, we're still involved in this lawsuit. The radio station, my show, if you want to keep us on the air, text me Legal. I'll send you the link to the information. You can mail us a check. You can make a donation online. We have all the information there on the givesendgo.com website. So text me Legal, and I'll send you the information. You can help us out. We greatly appreciate it. Let's see. One other text message. Nope, that was already answered. We took care of that. So greatly appreciate it. One of the things that I want you guys to know, again, I told you we were going to party. Well, we've got two events, Saturday, June 21st, and Saturday, July 19th. Fest, Fun Shoot Pig Roast, or help us out on the Legal Defense Fund. That's it for this week. Now back to the memories of the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a great weekend, everybody. God willing, we'll see you on the radio on Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
County Conservative Union 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an Iron Pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief.